guys, it's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan, and your favorite Ibadan girl is super excited to be here again on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. If you're listening to me for the first time, I welcome you officially to my podcast. Yay, it's good news that you are here, and I'm super excited that you are listening to me right now. It's another Friday, and on today's episode we have the accolade segment. Yay. But before we get into today's episode, I'd like to say a very big shout out to everyone that listened to the last episode of the podcast. The feedbacks that came back were really amazing. Most people said it came in timely. Like, I was so overwhelmed with the feedback. Glad that I could help out. So thank you very much. Do not forget to always send me your feedbacks, because they mean so much to me, and that's part of things that actually helps to keep us going on the podcast. God bless you. So like I said, today is the accolade segment, and we have the latest shawarma maker with us today on the podcast. She's a makeup artist, TPL artistry, and she's also a shawarma maker. Like, if you see the shawarma I'm talking about, all this juicy shawarma, it's not those ones that you just put cabbage, put all those things inside. No, like, this is very juicy. So the next voice you're going to be hearing is the voice of Jesu Tofumi of TPL artistry and Tasty Shawarma.
Hi guys. That's for YouTubers. What's up, people? What's up? My name is Tofumi Komolafe, and I live in Ondo Town. I run two businesses, TPL _ artistry and Tasty Shawarma. You can check it out on Instagram and follow me, please. I'm begging. Okay. Actually, I didn't just sleep and wake up and start to sell shawarma. Passion was makeup for me, so I already knew what I wanted to do from scratch. In fact, I learned during service year. I served in Shakam, and I would travel all the way to Abeokuta to learn. That is what passion can make you do, guys. So, you know now, Corona, it happened. That Corona, it hit me, gidigon, as in over me. You know now, events were not happening, so makeup artists were not getting jobs. I didn't even have anything to do for like 3 months. Just imagine. I had to go back to my drawing board, guys, because I cannot continue to collect money from my mommy. You know now, big girl collecting money from home. Abba, I beg. So I had to go back to my drawing board. I thought about it, like, what can I start doing? What can I start selling? I checked my status. People, everybody, they were selling shoes, bag, different things, same thing, everybody. I was like, no, I don't want to join these people again. I don't want to join this community of people. No. I called my friend and I asked the person that who sells shawarma in Ondo Town, and the person was like, okay, Chicken Republic and Crunchies. I was like, okay, that's fine. Who else do you know? He said, none that I can think about at the moment. I was like, okay, no problem. That was how I started selling shawarma. I learned it, and you know, I started with a difference though. I made sure it's cheaper, and I started with a top-notch packaging. If you know Jesu Tofumi Lola, you know that she loves packaging. If you want to patronize, you package well. Anyway, so that was how I started. And trust me, guys, it has not been so easy. Trust me. Now makeup is coming back, so I get to work now as a makeup artist, and I still have to sell shawarma. So what I did was I picked days for shawarma. I picked 3 days: Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you know, now as makeup artists, we need to do shoots, so my shoots are always on Wednesdays. And if I have a job, my job fall on Saturdays. You know, now events are on weekends, so I left my weekend for my makeup and my Wednesday for my shoots. You grab. I do shawarma Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And any day that I'm not officially busy during weekends for makeup, I still posted that shawarma is available, because you know now, money has to be complete. The girl loves money so much. Money is my love language. Anyway, as for challenges, guys, my challenges concerning shawarma. You know now, Ondo Town, not so civilized, sorry to say, because I know some other people will listen to this. It's not so civilized. So my ingredients, I had to go all over to Akure to go and get it. Guys, it has not been easy. Imagine, I have to go all the way to Akure to go and get ingredients. How many ingredients will I buy that will last me for like maybe a month in Nigeria that there's no electricity? Okay, let me say, there's no stable electricity. It's not even easy. The max I can get is for 2 weeks and store it in a freezer. So that's like my challenge. I just checked my surroundings and I realized, okay, no, so many people are not selling shawarma. Let me just join them and then do my own differently. So I grabbed the opportunity and, you know, I've started making money from it. That's me for you. If you want to start your own business, just start, no matter where you are. See, I heard so many things. Tofumi, don't start shawarma business. So, those people will not buy. One more, they don't know how to eat it. Guys, na lie. It's a lie. You don't believe all these things. Anything you want to start, start it. When I wanted to start my makeup too, they were like, Tofumi, don't start makeup. So many people are into it. Guys, start whatever it is that you want to start and start with the difference. That's the cocoa. That's the main thing. Start with the difference. See, you cannot just lie down your bed and be saying, God, come and bless me. You have to give God something to bless. I keep telling people that you have to give God something to bless. If you start a business, that is the business that God will now bless. You cannot be idle and be telling God to come and bless you. Go German, go possible. Anyway, so that is it. Please check my Instagram page, tpl_artistry. Book me, check my work. Oh, flawless, pa. And if you have anybody in Ondo Town, I deliver to Akure as well. Tell them about Tasty Shawarma. You can check my page as well. Oh, makes sense. Thank you so much. Love you, people. Damola, thank you for this opportunity. Love you.
Thank you, Jesuto, for me for today's episode of the podcast. I'm sure everyone picked something from it. Like, you maintaining two businesses at the same time, that's not easy, guys. We need to give our accolades. Like, that's why I said today's episode is the accolade segment. And Jesuto, for me, is someone that deserves that, to work on two businesses and they're both doing well. Trust me, you could check her Instagram pages to see her progress so far. And it's really amazing how she runs her business. And also, I would like to say that you should follow her and also patronize her if you are in the vicinity. Or you could also buy for a friend. But then, just for me, you actually owe me shawarma with double sausage. Those juicy, very big ones. There's this one she calls extra package or extra large or something. Is that one you are owing me, okay? So I'm expecting my shawarma in the city of Ibadan. Thank you guys for listening to us up to this moment. We do not take it for granted, like I would always say. Don't forget to follow me on my social media pages on Instagram at KIGWithDamola, on Facebook, Twitter, @LagbadiLuwaDamola. And you could also send me a message on WhatsApp. God bless you. See you all next week, Friday.